Perek Dalid, Mishnah Chaf. We are about to learn about one of the most enigmatic characters in people in all of the Mishnah Gemara, and that is Elisha ben Avuya, who's also known by the name of Acher. We have already mentioned in previous Mishnayos, Arbo Nichnasu Lepardes, there were four great Talmidei Chachamim who went into the garden. The garden refers to the hidden Nister, the hidden parts of the Torah, where they learnt about Maisa Bereishis, what happened at the beginning when Hashem created the world, many secrets there. They learned about Maisa Merkava, what's going on in the upper spheres with Hashem's throne, which Kavi Yochel Hashem sits upon with all the hosts that surround Hashem, those secrets. And four went in, and those four, their names were Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, Elisha Ben Avuya, who is the one who our mission is quoting here, and finally Rabbi Akiva. And to each one, something else happened. Ben Zoma, it said, lost his mind. Nitrefa daitoi. He went crazy. Ben Azai died from all these deep secrets that they learned about. Rabbi Akiva yatsa b'shalom. Rabbi Akiva went out in peace. He's the only one who wasn't affected, and he was able to gain from all that deep wisdom that he learned about. However, Elisha ben Avuya, Morad Bashem, he rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, he got a different name. His different name is Acher. If you ever find in Chazal that Acher said something, Acher, the other one, that refers to Elisha ben Avuya. The Gemara Masechta Chagiga on Daf Tezvav tells us that Acher kitzatz b'netiyos. Acher chopped down the saplings, the young trees, which is another way of saying that Acher became, Rachmana Litzlani, became an apikoros, a non-believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was still a brilliant scholar. He was so brilliant that Rav Meir went after Acher. Even when Acher went away from the Torah, Rav Meir followed him around, hoping to bring him back, but he still continued to learn the Torah from Acher. And the Chazal asked, how could Rav Meir learn the Torah from someone who is a non-believer? Yes, he knows a lot of Torah, but it's like a secular subject. It has no meaning. He's not living his life according to the Torah. And the Chazal answered that Rav Meir, Toichoi Ochal v'kliposoi Zorak. He took the inside of the, like a fruit that has a shell around it, an orange. He took out the inside, the food, and he threw away the klipos. He threw away the peel. He threw away the shell of the fruit that he threw away. In other words, Acher had around him klipos, he had around him shells that prevented him from being a totally religious person at that phase in his life. And Rav Meir, this doesn't mean that a person should learn from Rav Meir, because it was only Rav Meir who was able to do such a thing. If we would try such a thing, Chas v'Shalom, we could get influenced negatively. Rav Meir was so great that he was able to extract the positive from Acher and throw away all the negative that Acher represented. The Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tezvav Amid Aleph, tells us that what happened, how Acher went out, Nafak Acher Letarbus Ra, he went off the derech, that's what we call it today, and he went to such an extent, the Gemara lists here many averus that Acher did. One of them was Nafak Ashkach Zona, he found a harlot, Tava, and he wanted to have relations with her. Omra Le, she said to him, V'lav Elisha ben Avuyat, aren't you the great Talmudic scholar, the great Rebbe Elisha ben Avuya? Okar pugla mi mishra, he ripped out a radish from its roots, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, v'yovelo, and he gave it to her. Amra, she said, this Zona said, acherhu, he's somebody else. He's not the Elisha ben Avuya that I know. He's, and that name of Acher stood with him. It stuck. He became referred to, and that's how the Gemara calls him. And then the Gemara lists here many questions and discussions that Acher had with Rab Meir. And we'll mention two of them. The big problem that we have to explain in this Mishnah is how, if Elisha ben Avuya went off the Derech, how does the Mishnah here, Perek Dalet Mishnah Chav, how does the Mishnah quote him? You're not to quote a person that went off the derech, even if he has something smart to say, but that's not what Chazal do. We don't. It says the name of the Rishoim should become rotted. Shem Rishoim Yirkov. We say on a Russia, if a Russia a tzaddik, we say Zecher Tzaddik Levracha. The tzaddik should be remembered for blessing. And a Russia, we say, Yemach Shemoi V'zichroi. Let his name be destroyed and his remembrance. So here, that is a major problem here in the Mishnah. Elisha ben Avuya is Acher. And yet here the Mishnah quotes Elisha ben Avuya Oimer, and it's going to tell you something very clever that Elisha ben Avuya said. But how can we do that? So we'll see perhaps two responses to this question. Let us see what the Bavli says on this matter. So the Gemara relates, Shol Acher Es Rav Meir. Notice the Gemara doesn't even call him anymore Elisha ben Avuya. It refers to him by the name Acher. Acher asked Rav Meir. La Acher after Sheyotza Latar Basra, after he went off the Derech. What does it mean when the Pasuk says, Loi Yarchenu? There's a Pasuk in Iyuv. Loi Yarchenu Zov Uschuchis. Usmurasa klipots. It says about the Torah that the Torah cannot be valued by gold or glass, or to be substituted with klipots, with golden type of kalim. What does that mean? Amar lois, or Rav Meir responded to Acher, Elu divrei Torah. This pasuk refers to the words of Torah. Shekoshin leknaisin klizov klipots. It's very difficult to acquire them, like it's hard to acquire gold. But v'noichin la'avdan k'chlei z'chuchas. It's very easy to lose them, like glass kalim break easily. That's where a person strives very hard to acquire Torah, and then he can lose it easily. Amar loy, so Acher said to Rab Meir, Rab Akiva Rabcha, your Rebbe Rab Akiva loy amar kach. He didn't give the same explanation on this pasuk. Ella, you know what your Rebbe Rab Akiva said? Ma klizov klis chuchas. Afal pishen nishburu yesh lem takana af tamet chacham afal pishen sorach yesh loy takana. Perhaps Rab Meir was saying to Acher, you became such a great tamet chacham, but you could lose it very easily. Glass breaks easily. Acher said back to him, no, that Torah is compared to gold and glass. Just like by gold and glass, if they break, that's not the end. You can put it in a kiln, and you could reconstruct it. You take the glass and you mix it up again. You go through the process from the beginning, and you create a new glass. You create a new gold vessel. So then, when Rab Meir heard that, he said to Acher, "Oh, you can fix." Glass and gold. Amar loy afato chazorboch. So why don't you come back? Do tshuva. Amar loy kvar shamati me'achari apargud. Shuvu bonim shayvivim chutz me'achar. I heard from the other side of the curtain. There's a certain curtain called pargud. Elsewhere it says that in the pargud is a place of purity, where all the neshamas, the new neshamas that are supposed to be born, are over there behind that fence in heaven. So I heard from behind the fence, let all the bonim, all the children that are wayward, shayvivim, who've gone off the derech, Come back. You can still come back. Chutz, one exception. Me'acher. Acher cannot come back. That's what the Bavli says here. Acher cannot come back. Tana Rabbanan, a second story. Ma'aseh ba'acher she'aroichav al asus b'shabbos. Acher was riding on a horse on Shabbos. Now that already is something wrong, because you're not allowed to ride on an animal on Shabbos. It's only a din d'rabbanan, not from the Torah, because the Rabbanan said, we're afraid you're going to rip a branch off the tree to hit the horse to make it go faster. So you're not allowed to ride on a horse on Shabbos. Acher didn't care. He was riding a horse on Shabbos. V'hoyer, Rab Meir, Mahalach, Achrav, Luma, Torah, Mipiv. And Rab Meir is walking. Of course, not riding. He's walking behind his Rabbi Acher to learn Torah from him. Amar Loi, so when they got to a certain spot, so Acher said to Rab Meir, Meir, Chazor l'achrecha, go back. Why? Shekvar shi'arti be'ikve susi atkan tchum Shabbos. I figured out by the heel of the horse, I figured out how many steps the horse took. You're not supposed to go on Shabbos out of a city more than 2,000 amos. And we're up to 2,000 amos. So you have to stop. Omar Lay, Sir Rabbi Meir said back to Acher, Afatocha Zorboch. You want me to go back because it's Shabbos? So what about you? Come back. He meant not only come back from the Tchum, he meant do tshuva. Omar Lay, so he said to him, V'loy kvar amarti loch. Didn't I already tell you before? Kvar shamati me'achari apargud, shuvu bonim shayvivim chutz me'acher. That let the wayward children come back except from Acher. So based on these two stories, we see that the Bavli tells us that Acher was not given the ability to do tshuva. What happened at the end, according to the Bavli? Ki noch nafshe de Acher, when Acher died, Amre, so they said, Chachamim said, or from Shemayim they said, Loi miden l'danye. We will not judge him whether he should get Gehenim. V'loi la'alma d'asileise. And he's neither will he get Olam Abba. Why? Loi miden l'danye. We're not going to judge him for Gehenim. Mishum d'asik baraisa. He learned so much Torah. That Torah has a protection that it says a Talmud Chacham is protected from Gehenim. So he's not going to get Gehenim. But Veloila Alma Dasi Laisi, he can't bring him to Olam Habo either. Mishum Dechata, he did such terrible averis. Chil Shabbos, I may have forgotten to say, the Yerushalmi says that he wasn't just riding a horse on Shabbos, he was riding a horse on Yom Kippur, which fell out on Shabbos. And he didn't care. So we can't, he did averis. So he's gonna be in limbo. He won't be in Gehenim. And he won't be in the Gan Eden. He'll be in limbo. So Amar Rab Meir, so his Talmud Rab Meir said, "Mutav lidainei v'leisil alma da'asai." He says it's better if Elisha ben Avuya gets judged and let him get Gehenim. At least the Gehenim will purify him, and then he'll be able to get Gan Eden. He said, "Mosai amus, when I, Rab Meir, die, ve'ele osher mikivroi, I'll go up to heaven and I'll make sure that he gets purified in Gehenna. Ki noch nafshid Rab Meir, when Rab Meir died, solikutra mikivroi, from the kever of Acher, a cloud of smoke came up. In other words, he was in the fires of Gehenna, he was getting purified. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan said, after many years, and the smoke was still coming out of the kever, Gvurta lemikle rabbe, is it a big strength? You know, what did you accomplish, Rabbi Meir? You burnt your Rebbe. He's, you know, it's many years later, and he's still burning. We got it. He said, Chad have beineno, there was one amongst us. He was one of our group, Elisha ben Avuya, v'loi matzinu la'atzulei. And can't we do something to save him? He went through enough Gehenim already. Let's try to get him into Gan Eden. He said, "E nakte biyad." If I grab a hold of his hand in Gehenim, and I bring him out of Gehenim, man marmale, who's going to stop me? That's what I'm going to do. So he said, Masai Amos, when I die, the Echba Asher Mikivrai, I will cause that the smoke that's coming out of his grave will end, because I'm going to pull him out of Gehenna and bring him into Gan Eden. Ki Nach Nafshi de Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan died, Pasa Kutra Mikivrei the Acher. So the smoke that was coming out of the cavern of Acher ceased to exist. And they gave a hesped on Rabbi Yochanan. Pasuk Aleh, who sabdina, the one who was giving a hesped, said, Afilu Shoimer HaPesach Loi Amad Lefanecha Rabbeinu. You are Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, you were so great that even the guard at the door of Gehenim, who doesn't let anybody out of Gehenim, but you, Rabbi Yochanan, were so powerful that you were able to yank Acher out of Gehenim and finally bring him to Gan Eden. So according to the Bavli, we have already an approach how to explain why the Mishnah quotes Elisha ben Avuya. The answer is, although according to the Bavli, he could not do tshuva, chutz me Acher, Acher is an exception, Hashem didn't want to accept his tshuva, but Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir brought him into Gehenim, Rabbi Yochanan took him out of Gehenim. In other words, he got a tikkun. He got his Avera got forgiven finally through the amount of Gehenim that he had. So now he's in Gan Eden. Now he's no more Acher. Now we consider him Elisha ben Avuya, the way the great Gadol that he was, and he were able to quote from him. The Yerushalmi shed some interesting ideas here. First of all, the Yerushalmi wants to know what went wrong. Why did he go off the derech? So the Yerushalmi says that just like we found here in the Bavli, Rab Meir and Acher discussed certain ideas and they had different opinions. The same thing in the Yerushalmi. There's a pasuk, Toiv Acheris Dover Mireishisai. The end of something is better than the beginning. What does that mean? So Rab Meir said, this means if someone had children when he was young, and they died, and then he has children when he's in his older years, and the children lived, so then it's very good. Toiv Acheris Dover Mireishisai. It's better to end what happened than at the beginning. The Omar Loi Acher said to Rab Meir, no, Rab Akiva Rabcho Loi Kach Darsh. Rab Akiva, your rabbi, learned the pasuk differently than you. What does it mean? Toiv Acheris Dover. The end of a thing is good. Only Shehu Toiv Mireishisai. If all the way from the beginning it was already good, then it stays good till the end. Like someone asked the Gadol, when do I have to start being mechanech my child? He asked him after the bris, when should I start chinuch? So some say he said you're 8 days late, you have to start. And others said you're nine months and 8 days late. Shamshrol Hirsch. Others, so in other words, toiv achris tover, how do you make sure that a child winds up good at the end? Mei reishisai. It has to be good from the beginning. So, ubi hava hamaisa. And Elisha ben Avuya said, about me, we could say the story. It happened to me. Unfortunately, I'm an example where it wasn't good from the beginning. What happened? Avuya avi, my father, Avuya, havi migdoyle Yerushalayim. He was from the great persons of Yerushalayim. I don't know if this means he was a gadol in Torah or a gadol as a businessman. He was from the wealthy people in Yerushalayim, but he was a man of great stature in Yerushalayim. Ubiyoyim shebo lemoili, and when my bris, the day of my bris, kara lechol gadol Yerushalayim, vayshivim bebayis echad, he called all the prominent people of Yerushalayim. Now the prominent people mean the rich people and the talmidei chachamim. A who's list of who of Yerushalayim. So he put them all in one house or one room. Ulerab Lazar Rabbi Yeshua b'makam acher, and he put Rabbi Lazar and Yeshua in another place. So what this group over here? He had a big suda. They were eating and drinking maybe they drank a little too much, and they started dancing, and it was la Yehudim. It was It was a moment of great joy, and everybody was dancing around. Amri, Rabbi Lezen, Rabbi Yeshua, they want to learn. It's an hour, 2 hours, the party, whatever, the Suda. Amri, Ad Elin, Askin Bidditu, Nasik Bididan. They're busy with the things that they want to do. Our enjoyment is to learn. Let's sit down and learn together. Yoshvu v'nes asku b'divrei Torah. They started learning together. Yor de'esh min ha-shamayim. Their Torah was so great that a fire came down from heaven. V'kifo oisan. And it surrounded them. Omar lon avuya. So avuya comes in and he sees them and he sees a fire. He says, Elisha ben Avuya is speaking, and he said, Omar lon avuya abba. My father Avuya said to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua, Gavran, ma bosem listrif basi? What did you come here? You want to burn my house down? Amr lo chas v'sholem, God forbid, yoshvin ayinu, we were sitting. The chayzrin divrei Torah, we were reviewing the words of Torah. We were going, mi Torah le neviyim, um neviyim leksuvim, v'hoyu advorim smechim kenesinosim mi Sinai. Loi be'esh nitnu, how is the Torah given? With fire. So we were so joyous about the Torah, like the Torah that it was coming down from Sinai. Omar hoyel v'kach koicha shel Torah. Or Elisha, Avuya, the father of Elisha said, that's how great Torah is. You can get a fire like you were at Har Sinai. Im yiskayim aben hazeh l'Torah ani mafrisha. If this child will remain alive, he won't die. Many children used to die when they were young in those days. But if he stays, I'm separating him to Torah. He says, that's why I went off to Derech, because initially, at the root, at the Bris Milah, my father had a bad intention. He separated himself he separated me for Torah, not to learn Torah lishma, that Torah is important for its own sake. He learned Torah because he wanted me to get the honor like Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shu, who had a fire that was surrounding them when they were learning Torah. That's not why you learn Torah, to get that fire. You learn Torah because Torah itself is fire, because you're learning the Dvar Hashem, the Word of Hashem, but not because you're going to get something out of it. And that's why, since the beginning was not good, toiv achris dover mereshisai. An end is good only if the beginning is good. But here the beginning was totally loy lishma, and it wasn't for the purpose of ever getting to lishma. It was just he should have kavod, the honor of being a great rabbi, a great scholar. At the end was he went off to derech. Now finally, the Yerushalmi says, first the Yerushalmi says that also his mother, when she was carrying him, when she was pregnant with him, she passed by a place of Avodah Zorah, and she smelled some food, and apparently she ate from that food, and that food had a bad effect on her, the Yerushalmi says. But the main thing that we should end with is what the Yerushalmi says, the following story, that as Elisha ben Avuya was dying, his Talmud Rav Meir came to visit him. And he said to him again, he didn't give up, Chazor bach, do tshuva. Omar, so Elisha ben Avuya, according to the Yerushalmi, I adronim is kabbalin, if I do tshuva, will they accept it? My whole life since I went off to Derech, I didn't do tshuva, will they accept it? Omar lay, so Rav Meir answered. The Pasuk says in Tillim, Perig Tzadik, I believe it's Pasuk Dalit, Toshev Enosh Adako. Hashem brings a person down to pulp. Vatoimar Shuvu B'nei Adam. And he says, return. And Chazal learned out, Adaktuka Shel Nefesh. That even if a person is in the lowest level, Hashem has made him ill, and he's on his deathbed, and he's a moment away from death, he's in the worst situation of his whole life. He's pulp. Hashem has smashed him to smithereens. So you would say, well, now it's too late. You should have done tshuva before. No. Even in that situation, if you say, I'm going to do tshuva the last second of your life, Hashem will accept it. Bacha Elisha v'nifter. Elisha cried and he died. Amar Rab Meir, said Rab Meir, Daime, I think, Shemitoich tshuva nifter. I think he did tshuva at the end. So it comes out that according to the Yerushalmi, Rab Meir understood that in the last second of his life, and we have a rule, Hakoil hoilech acher hasoif. Everything goes at the end. Both ways. Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a tzaddik. He went into Kodesh HaKadoshim for 80 years and nothing happened to him. He didn't do any aver. In the end, he became a tztuki. So it goes like the end. He's a tztuki. On the other hand, Elisha ben Avuya was bad all his life from the time that he went into the Pardes. But at the end, the last moment he did tshuva, he did tshuva. So it comes out that according to the Bavli, how can we quote Elisha ben Avuya? He didn't do tshuva because he said, Shuvu banu shayvavim chutz me acher. Acher cannot do tshuva. But Rab Meir got him into Gehenim. Rab Yochanan took him out of Gehenim. And finally, through Gehenim, he purged himself from his Averis. He got a tikkun. He fixed up his chesaron. And that's why we quote him. According to the Yerushalmi, we quote him because at the end, Elisha ben Avuya did tshuva. And now, based on this entire background of the fascinating story of Elisha ben Avuya, let us see what he says here in Mishneh Chaf. Elisha ben Avuya Omer, Haloi Med Yelad, if you teach a boy, a child, when he's still young, Lamahu Doima, what can you compare this to? L'dyoi, to ink. Ksuva al Niyor Chadosh, that is written on fresh paper, fresh parchment. In other words, he's just like the writing on new paper is very clear and it's very difficult to erase it, so too, what a child learns when he's young, he absorbs it, and there's a thing called girsa de yankasa. What a person learns when he's young, he doesn't forget that. You have that for your entire life. But haloi made zaken, if you teach someone who's already old, Lamao Doima, what can that be compared to? L'dyoi, to ink, suval niyar machuk, which is written on paper or parchment that is erased. If you write on something that was already written on, but you erased it and you write on it again, so then the second time you write, the writing is not clear, it's not easily to be read, and it's very easy to erase it, because it's not written well on this erased paper that you are writing on. So the same thing, a person in his old age, he doesn't catch on quickly, and whatever he catches, he loses it very quickly. We find in the Avista Rab Nosson, Perek of Dalet, Halo me Torah b'yaldusai, a person who learns Torah when he's young, Divrei Torah nivloim b'domav, the words of Torah are, they enter into his blood. V'yotzim, they're absorbed into his bloodstream. V'yotzim epiv kishemim v'rashim, they come out of his mouth very clear. But v'aloi metar b'ziknusa, if a person, he doesn't learn when he's young, he waits till he gets old to learn. Ein divrei Torah nivloim b'domav, they're not absorbed in his blood. Ein yotzim epiv v'rashim, they're not given out from his mouth clearly. And the Meiri brings down that the Chachmei Amusar say a person who learns Torah when he's young is like engraving in a stone. It lasts. A person who learns Torah when he's old, it's like engraving in sand. You engrave something in sand, it of course comes apart and doesn't last. So that is the statement that Elisha ben Avuya made, and we gave the explanation of why we quote Elisha ben Avuya, although he became acher, but either he did tshuva at the end, or he went through Gehenim and he got a tikkun, and that's why we're able to quote him in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda ish kvar Bavli oimer. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, who was from a place called Kvar Bavli, he said the following: Halo made menaktanim. We're going to have here a difference of opinion between Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi Rabbi. Is there a difference between learning from someone who's old or someone who's young? The first part, Elisha ben Avuya, we spoke about an old person who learns and a young person who learns. What about learning from them? So Rabbi Yossi bar Yudish Kfar Bavli says, Halomid menaktanim l'maado. I mean, what is it compared to if somebody learns from young people? Lo'eichel anovim keos. He eats grapes that are unripe. They're vinegary. They cause tooth decay. V'shoyse yayin migitoy. Or he drinks wine while it's still fermenting. It's not yet in a bottle, but it's in the tank and it's fermenting. It's full of sediments. In other words, the Torah, the knowledge of a young person, is full of sveikos, it's full of doubts. It's not clear. However, halomed ben askenim, someone who learns from the elders, l'mao doime, lo'eich la'novim b'shulois, he's eating grapes that are fully ripe. V'shoyse yayin yoshin, he's drinking old wine that has already fermented, that is sweet to the taste, and pleasant to the palate. So the same thing, the wisdom of Zkenim is clear, and their thinking is very sedate and very calm, not irrational. And some say that the grapes represents the simple understanding of Torah, and Yayin is the hidden part of Torah. That from an older person, you can get the hidden parts of Torah. We know, Nichnas Yayin, Yetzei Soit, that Yayin is Begematria, Yud Yud Nun is 70. Sod, secret, Samach Vav Dalad is 60, and Vav Dalad is another 10 is 70. So Yayin represents the Sod of Torah. So a person who learns from these Kanim, they already can impart to him the secrets of the Torah. However, Rebbe disagrees. Al testakel bakankan. Don't look at the pitcher. El bamesh yeshboy. What's in the pitcher? Yesh kankan chodesh. You can have a new pitcher, mole yoshin. But that pitcher could be full of old, of good quality wine. The yoshin, you could have an old pitcher, shafilu chodeshay boy. It has water in it. It doesn't even have new wine. In other words, Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Just because someone is young doesn't mean that he doesn't have the wisdom of Torah. And just because someone's old with a white beard doesn't mean that he has the wisdom of Torah. You have to, don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge wine by its pitcher. Don't judge Torah by how old the person is. It could be he's young and he's a big Talmud Chacham. Could be he's old and he's an Amoritz. So this comes out as a machlokas that Rabbi holds. A person could be old and his Torah is not clear, and the younger person could have a much clearer Torah. Perek Dalad Mishnah Chaf Aleph. This Mishnah actually is, the idea of this Mishnah is repeated two other times in Pirkei Avos according to the Tosus Yontif. Let us see what Rav Lezer HaKapper says. Rav Lezer HaKapper Oimer, Hakina v'ataiva v'hakovoid moitzin es ha'odam min ha'olam. That jealousy, a person's jealous that somebody else is rich or is getting honor, v'hataiva, physical lust, physical pleasure, v'hakovoid, and a desire that people should honor a person, might see and as Adam take out someone min ha'olam from the world. Now, min ha'olam, the Rambam in the Sefer Hamor tells us, refers both to Olam Hazeh and to Olam Abba, because these bad midas cause a person to die before his time. The Rambam was a doctor, and he probably was referring to what we call psychosomatic illnesses. Psycho means the mind, and soma means the body. The science knows something which Shlomo HaMelech said thousands of years ago in Mishlei, Rakev Atzama Iskina, that the bones rot from jealousy. In other words, a person's neuroses can cause them physically to get ill. A person who's jealous, where the jealousy consumes him of what other people have that he perceives that he doesn't have, that can actually physically cause him to get ill, and the Rambam says he'll die before his time. Plus, says the Rambam, if a person has these bad midos, he can't be the Adam HaSholem, the good, solid person to acquire Olam Haba. So he loses both worlds. Now, this idea, the Taisus Yontif says, is repeated in a Mishnah that we had earlier, Perek Bey's Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ayin hara, v'yetzer hara, v'sinas habriyas, same ending, moitzin es ha'adam min ha'olam. So the Taisus Yontif says that kina comes from ayin hara. Well, if you don't have a good eye, if you don't forgin, the Yiddish word, that you're happy somebody else has something, even if you don't have it. But if you can't forgive that, if you can't allow yourself to let the other person have it, it bothers you that the other person has it. So that comes from a stingy eye, ayin hara. Yetzer hara, that's taiva. Desire comes from, is connected with the yetzer hara. And kovid, that is equal to sinus abrius. So the Taisus Yontif says, the pshat is that there's nothing that people hate more than the person, than they see someone who's running after COVID. That's something that if people notice another person running after COVID to get his picture in the paper all the time, to get the publicity, so that bothers them to no end. Or the pshat is, what causes me to have bad feelings to other people, I think that the other people are not giving me enough COVID. So it's both ways. The COVID causes people to be against the person who's looking for COVID, and the person who's looking for COVID, his bad feelings are because he feels people are not giving him the COVID that he deserves. So this is how the Taisus Yontif connects kina with ayin hara, taiva with yetzer hara, and COVID with sinus habrius. This last shot that I told you about, a person thinks that he's not getting enough COVID, that's the pshat of the Medrash Shmuel. Now, there's a third Mishnah that says the same idea, and this is connected to Bilam. By the way, when the Mishnah says here, akinav ataiva kovim oitzin es ha-adam minam, the man, it means a man as great as Bilam. It could take the greatest man in the world. If he suffers from these three bad midos, it could destroy him. Bilam HaRasha, we know that Lekom B'Yisrael K'moshe Oid Navi, there was no other Navi as great as Moshe. Aval Ba'umis Oilem Kom, there was a Navi amongst the Goyim. Who was that? That was Bilam. But Bilam had these three bad midos. As a result, Bilam dies younger than half of a normal life. A normal life is 70. Yemeshna Seinu Shivim Shana Vim Bigvurois Shmoinim Shana. But regular life is 70. Bilam died at the age of 33. That's what it says in the Mishnah further, in Perek Hey Mishnah Yutes. It says about Bilam HaRasha, Lo Yechtsu Yemeim. The person who goes after these bad midos, he won't even live to half of his regular life, which should have been 35 at least. Bilam HaRasha dies at the age of 33. What does the Mishnah say over there? That a person should always be like the Talmud of Avram Avinu. He should not be like the Talmud of Bilam HaRasha. What's the Talmud of Bilam HaRasha? That Bilam HaRasha had Ayin Hara, V'ruach Gavoya, a big haughty spirit, V'nefesh Rechava, and a wide nefesh. So what do these things mean? It means that Ayin Hara is... That's what we have kinna. How do we know that Bilam suffered from kinna? Because it says he told the messengers of Bolok who wanted him to come to curse the Bnei Yisrael. He said, "Im yiten li Bolok mole besoy kesev izov, I can't go to curse the Jewish people. If Bolok will give me a house full of gold and silver, I can't go." Says Rashi, what do we see? What did he desire? What did he have an eye out for? He wanted all the gold and silver of Bullock. He said, even if he gives it to me, I can't. Hashem told me I can't go. But we see that was in the back of his mind. That's what he wanted. So we see that he suffered from kinna. he couldn't, it bothered him that Bullock was so wealthy, and he was not as wealthy as Bullock. That's kinna, that's the ayin hara. The second thing, which it says over there in the Mishnah, is ruach gavoah. Ruach gavoah is covered. Where do we see that Bilam liked covered? Because he said, you know who's speaking when he spoke in the Torah? The Chumash quotes him. Noom shemeya imre kael v'yodeya das elyon. You know who I am. You know who's giving this speech about the Bnei Yisrael. That's, and I had to give them a bracha. I was forced to give them a bracha. But you know who's talking? A person who hears Hashem, shemeya imre kael, v'yodeya das elyon. I know what all about Hashem. So it sounds like a very boastful person. He was he seeked covet. And finally, nefesh rechava, that's the third part, which is yetzer hara. That's taiva. Because, the Mefarshim explained, he was the one who told Bullock, you want to get the Bnei Yisrael? Then get them to sin with the Benos Moav. If the Benos Moav will get them to sin, Hashem hates people who do promiscuous acts, and that's the way. So it's a filthy mind can think of such things. A tzaddik would never think of such a thing. But Vibalt, Bilam HaRasha had a filthy mind, so he was able to come up with this idea of how to corrupt Bnei Yisrael. So we see that Bilam had these three bad midos: Ayin Hara, V'ruach Gavoya, and Nefesh Rechava, which is identical to our Mishnah, Kinna V'Taiva V'Kovayin, and it's identical to the other Mishnah, Ayin Hara V'Yetzer V'Sinas Abrius, Moitzian Es Ha Adam, even the greatest person like Bilam HaRasha, it might seem as Ha'adam, the man, Mina Oilam, from Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Habah as well. And just finally, the Rabbeinu Yoina says that all of these three midyos we find in Tanakh. I already mentioned from Mishlei, Rekav Atzam is Kina, that Kina destroys, rots away the bones. We, in Taiva, it says in Mishlei, Tavas Otzel Timisenu, the desires of the lazy one will eventually kill him. A person who gets involved in Taiva, he gets involved in, he's an addict in whatever thing he's an addict to. That's all Taiva, and it eventually kills him. And finally, Kovid, we find, killed a person before his time. Who, you know who we find this by? Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef HaTzadik died 10 years before his brothers. Chazal say, because Hinig Atzmoy Barabonis. In other words, he acted apparently as the second, Sheni Lamelech, the Paroi. He acted with too much haughtiness as the leader, the second in command, and he, apparently on his level he wasn't as humble as he should have been, and therefore he died 10 years before his brothers.